We're not saying we don't like using economic development tools to create jobs. That's one of the reasons Director Kerr and his made a presentation to all these folks today. But we need to make sure that we are doing two things: balancing what our expenditures are, and a tax credit is an expenditure of public dollars, and ranking those appropriately. When we are first and second in two categories of significant tax credits, the two largest ones we have, and those are in essence, the first of the two allows no discretion. It's just you automatically get it. Then it's certainly not the same level we fund our public education system. So the bottom line is, I think we need to have two things. We need to have a hold down the number of them, so that we don't continue to have that money off our income line. But secondarily, I think we need to have accountability in there. We need to be able to choose in some method, whether it's on criteria the legislature lays out, our efforts by the director and his department, and then transparency on that, so that each year we can see what those were spent on, and each year we can see what the return of them was. Director Kerr made that proposal to the Senate on their workday. He laid out in great detail, very specifically, using direct numbers, what we thought should happen. And I think that that proposal reflects what we need to do. But what we need is action. I mean, and I think that there's an overwhelming majority of both the House and the Senate prepared to act here. I really do. In my discussions with them, they've been positive. We have a little over 3 weeks left in the session. My sense is it's time to get to it.
Governor, your proposal causes a situation in which the executive branch takes over quite a bit of control over tax credits. Republicans in the House have called that a power break. Meanwhile, Republicans in the Senate have a proposal that would cause the appropriators in the legislature to take over control for a lot of the tax credits. Is there a compromise somewhere between the Republican proposal in the Senate and your proposal, both of which cause somebody to control the tax credits that isn't controlling?
Right. Great question. I mean, first of all, we need action. I mean, I think that this is a legitimate debate. It's a legitimate debate that ought to occur open and public in a legislative body. I mean, I fall on the side of saying it's not just as simple as capping all the programs. And I do think that there needs to be some ability, whether it's a series of regulations and rules, or whether it's a greater flexibility for the department. But there has to be an ability with limited resources to choose on a rational basis which projects and which deals make the best difference for Missouri. And we've got to shift off of the current method, which is basically an entitlement. I mean, you can, in essence, pull, if there's something that's on the historic side that's old, you can, in essence, pull a backhoe up and start digging, and we got to start reimbursing. I mean, there's got to be some level. So certainly we're open to discussion in those areas. This is not the best way to have that discussion is to get these matters out on the floors of the House and the Senate, get this process moving forward. There are substantial interests that don't want this debated. Let's not kid ourselves. There are folks out there that would like to see this not be addressed. Part of our briefing today and our discussion today has been to say that is unacceptable if you're going to continue to value public education in the way that I do and these leaders behind me live with and work with every day. Yeah, what we did today, we gave a briefing, and I gave some short opening remarks, and then we gave a briefing from Director of Budget Lubering, and then from Director Kerr. He laid out what his plan was. The charge is to move forward. We think that I would sense that Senator Dempsey's measure in the Senate is the most likely to jump out most quickly. But this is something that both houses are going to have to work on. We are in action and continuing on the path we're on of unchecked entitlement expenditures in challenging economic times is unacceptable. And so I think that this group is unified in saying, let's get some action and let's get going.
3 weeks.
Sure, 3 weeks is plenty of time. I mean, they've been working on these things. The work sessions dealt with these a number of weeks ago. I think the Senate is thoughtful about this. They have a number of very experienced members. I mean, we're at a time in which the Missouri legislature is as experienced right now as it's ever going to be. I mean, with term limits snuffing out a significant number of folks, this is the moment. This is the time in which you have the most experience that will ever serve in the legislature at the same time again. And I think that they know what they're doing. They know what these issues are. It's a choice. And it's time to make that choice in favor of ratcheting back some of the uncontrolled expenditures in this area in a rational way that will allow us to continue to create jobs, but also fund what is the key job driver in our state, a solid and improving world-class education system.
Governor, you were on the Housing Development Commission for 16 years as your representative, and you say it's uncontrolled. That commission controls it. There's nothing in statute that requires it to issue it. Why can't you just look at that particular instead of every program and try to make some changes?
I mean, there are blunt instruments you could use. The Housing Development Trust Fund certainly could just stand still and not do anything. But there are housing needs in the state. We want to calibrate what these tools are. Plus, we'd like to squeeze some of those. I think that the prices that the tax credits are getting in the secondary market are not high enough. I think, and when you have longer terms, those 10-year terms and low-income housing, what you have is tax credits that are selling for 33, 34, 36 cents on the secondary market. And so the state, in essence, is only getting, 35 cents of housing for every dollar that we expend. Shortening those would help us a lot so that we could continue to be involved in housing where we needed to. I think the mission is, I don't think anybody here is saying we don't need housing. I don't think anybody here is saying we don't need economic development. We're just saying that when you're first and second in those and you're nowhere near that in education, that it's time to bring those into balance. So, yes, there are some blunt instruments that could be used to restrict this. Those instruments are not the best ones. The best ones are for the legislature to be involved and to help calibrate this stuff back in a rational, predictable manner.
Missouri was first and second in those tax credits before the beginning of the session, and somewhere near 47 for that range in terms of education funding. You talked about that on the campaign trail, but you never talked about tax credits. Where did it change them?
Well, I mentioned in both of my State of the States. I mean, if you look back at both the State of the States that I delivered, both of this was mentioned in both of those addresses. You feel free to look at it. Yeah. I mentioned that in both of the State of the States. It's been something we've been at the table on the entire time. I just think because of the budget challenges we're facing, the opportunity to move forward on this is very real, and now is an excellent time to follow through and get some of those needed reforms.
Without a slow economy, would we be having a recession?
Well, I mean, probably on the historics, because I think as the economy ticks back up, the $185 million for the most recent year, that number may go way up if the economy gets go very quickly, because there's a challenge to get capital right now anyway in the development sector that has limited somewhat the development, and there's been obviously an economy that hasn't been going great for the last 12 to 16, 18 months. I think that they have a chance to go up. So we would be here perhaps anyway, but I think this adds really a clarity to the choice. Do we continue an entitlement that's growing with a very small amount of government review to the detriment of public education, or do we try to balance and blend those numbers so that we can continue to invest in education in our state?
Is part of the problem that we don't know what the rate of return on these credits are? During the Senate debate last year, some people saying that this price was like $3 or $4 return to one, but nobody can.
I mean, that's a challenge, and that's one of the reasons why one of the proposals, one of the parts of Director Kerr's proposal he made to the Senate working session about a month ago was to require a open transparency, a yearly report of what they did and what happened and what came about, so that we can get true, direct analyzation after the use of these tools as to their efficacy.
Sure.
Well, let's be very clear. We're here today gathered because we need to be advocates for education, for public education in our state. We are at a tipping point. We have had a decade of underfunding the requirements that we have to provide high-quality public education to Missourians. And the question is, in this budgetary time, where is that money going to come from? So taking on tough issues, standing up here with the governor, challenging the General Assembly and the governor to come up with a solution for tax credit reform that would allow some of those funds to be redeployed to invest in job creation in Missouri and education is something that we can't stand on the sidelines for. So it's going to be important for us to reach out to our elected officials around our campuses, around the state, and be sure they understand the tipping point aspect of higher education, public education in our state, and the sources of revenue aren't likely to be found unless we take on some of these tough issues. That's why we're here today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Governor, the campaign Sorry. Against some tax credits, we talked about probably getting $100 million, and yet you authorized some of those in December. Have you had any second thoughts about that decision, and are you doing it?
I mean, the legislature authorized those. I mean, we paid them. I mean,
anything about the funds you
I mean, I would, that one was one that was passed, and they were entitled to it. They filed the paperwork and were entitled to those dollars. But, you know, I think, you know, as I said before, I mentioned this in both of my State of the States. We are now focused on a specific time, specific issues. The director has presented a plan. We have an opportunity here. I think we have overwhelming majorities of both the House and the Senate that are prepared to be with us. And it is time, in my view, and in the view of all of us, I think, to act. Well, they're working hard, and they're working in I think we've seen good, solid progress on a number of things. I mean, you've seen the DWI bills move forward. Autism is which needs to be done, is moving forward. You see some of the government reorg things that are part of our efforts moving forward. So we have seen some of the pension reform things moving forward. So I think we've got action in all fronts, and this isn't about starting over here. There is momentum to move in all these areas, and I just think that focused and effort can get us to the finish line on this one. I think there's time to do it.
What's more important, passing the tax credit, passing the economic development?
Well, I think we can do them both. I mean, I think that the way the dynamics of this legislative session are especially with the Senate's leadership here, and I think they're both going to be in the same. I think we're both going to be in the same piece of legislation. I think they're both about economic development, and I think that they will be in the same piece. So I think they're going to be joined together. That's my sense, and so I think that you know, my sense is you get one, you get both. I mean, I'd leave that to others. I mean, I am here to advocate that while there certainly have been great things that have occurred because of the economic incentives we have, whether it's creating jobs or reforming neighborhoods or providing cost-effective housing for folks that otherwise couldn't afford it to transition back to their own ownership, that all those are good and solid purposes for many of these programs. They just have been unchecked, uncontrolled in many ways, and consequently we find ourselves today in a situation in which they are sapping with a very little government and public ability to control. They are sapping in a rising number the assets of a state that dearly needs those assets to make sure that our kids and our community colleges and our colleges and our schools have the resources necessary to continue to function in challenging economic times. Thank you.